Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's not only children that may have been naughty or nice this year, but the American Family Association says that some companies have been bad, especially when it comes to celebrating Christmas. The AFA releasing its 2011 list of top retailers and how they recognize Christmas. To find out which ones need to be disciplined, I'm joined by Randy Sharp, Director of Special Projects at the AFA. Welcome to the program, Randy.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
Now, the lists are, there are three groups of them, companies that are for, those that are marginal, and those that are against Christmas, although who could really be against Christmas? How are these distinctions made?
Well, Mike, we look at several different areas to determine if a company is Christmas-friendly in their advertising or not, and those basically are print media, such as newspaper inserts, the broadcast media, radio, television, websites, and then personal visits to the store. And then we also subscribe to the emails from a lot of these companies to see what they're putting in their offers to customers via email.
I see. Well, those that are for, I'm guessing they have a lot of Christmas advertising. They say the word. Are those that are against, they completely ignore the word Christmas in their advertising?
In most cases, Mike, they're almost completely void of any use of the term or the word Christmas in any of their advertising. Every once in a while, you may get a bone, but usually that's an item descriptor. For example, if they're selling the DVD, A Christmas Store, you would see the word Christmas, but that's certainly not the company promoting the Christmas holiday. They're promoting a DVD with the name in it. But other than that, it's completely void.
I remember a time when the terms Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, they kind of went together. It was never a big deal. Nobody really distinguished this kind of an argument. Why is the word Christmas now such a big deal?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you say Happy Holidays or Season's Greeting was incorporated and mingled in with Merry Christmas. But what we're seeing from the retailers on the naughty list is that they completely avoid Christmas altogether and stick with Happy Holidays. Part of what they call, and it's politically correct, but they call it being inclusive. But what they're actually doing is excluding, recognizing the reason that customers are coming to their stores and the reason that they're marketing so heavily this time of year to those shoppers is because it's Christmas. These are Christmas shoppers, and we think it's only fair and good for a company to recognize the reason that they want people to come in their store, and that is to buy Christmas gifts, Christmas decorations.
In some cases, I see on the naughty list are those that are against Christmas. You've got Radio Shack, Staples, even Victoria's Secrets, although I'm not sure I'd want to see Santa Claus and Victoria's Secrets. Could it be that some of these companies just aren't kind of, they're not oriented towards children and towards families necessarily?
No, I don't think so. And the reason I say that, Mike, is that we have dealt with each one of these companies on the naughty list over the last couple of years. We've made them aware, and one in particular would be Old Navy, which markets very heavily to the preteens, the teenagers, with their clothing line, and we've watched them very closely over the last couple of years, and they just absolutely refuse to use the word Christmas. And your listeners could visit their website today. They could go to YouTube and look at their current television commercials and look at their online ads. They will not see Christmas anywhere in their media.
With corporations, though, isn't the ultimate goal to make the biggest profit possible? And don't they decide these kinds of things based on trying to get as many customers in their doors as possible?
I think they do. And the nation's or the world's largest retailer, Walmart, put it best back in 2006 when they were in part of they were on the naughty list in 2006. But they came back and said, and I'll try to quote this verbatim, Mike. They said, "We made a mistake, and we have learned our lesson. From now on, you will see Christmas early and often." And so now we see the world's largest retailer recognizing that if they will promote Christmas, that it brings in the spirit and the holly and the jolly for all the shoppers. Walmart now has a Christmas shop along with other large companies such as Sears. So they've recognized that by embracing the season of Christmas, that it helps them derive bigger profits and more sales.
I'm talking to Randy Sharp, the Director of Special Projects at the American Family Association, and we're talking about the AFA's 2011 list of top retailers and how they recognize Christmas. So when you talk about Walmart changing their attitude, that wasn't based on necessarily on sales. It was probably based on a reaction they got. Was there a direct campaign to get them to use Christmas, the term, and to market that way?
Yes, there was, Mike, back in 2007, and it really began in 2006 when we first began our Naughty and Nice list. We had noticed that 80-something percent of American companies did not incorporate Christmas in their advertising. Everything was pretty well holiday. So the first target was the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, who had big signs in front of their stores selling holiday trees. And in working with Lowe's, within 48 hours, they had removed every holiday tree sign and replaced it with a Christmas tree sign. And I think that really set the tone that people care. And I think companies have come to understand that you shouldn't offend companies by trying, or you shouldn't offend customers by trying to be politically correct and not offending people. And so that 80% has moved to the good side, where it was on the naughty list back in 2006.
I don't know if offensive necessarily is the word rather than inclusiveness. I think people that support using the term Happy Holidays, the idea is that everyone can celebrate within that term. You know, some people in America, of course, are not Christian. What are your thoughts about that, about having a season where everyone, those that are Christian and those that are not, everyone gets to celebrate with this Happy Holidays term? What's wrong with that?
Well, AFA doesn't object to the term Happy Holidays or Seasons Greetings at all. I think if you look at the three major holidays during this time of year, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah, Christmas is by far the one that the marketers are marketing to. When you look at Kwanzaa, and I don't mean this demeaning, but in my 6 years of heavily researching companies, I have never seen a single company that had a menorah on sale on their website or in their newspaper ads. They're not selling menorahs, they're selling trees and ribbons and bows and lights and decorations. And the same would be true for Hanukkah. There's really not a lot of gift giving during the Hanukkah season. It's more of a festival than it is a gift giving season for an individual person. So the retailers are specifically marketing Christmas, and it only stands to reason if you're going to market Christmas, at least call it Christmas.
So the companies that end up on the against Christmas list, the AFA's 2011 list, what are your members instructed to do, and what kind of a reaction will these retailers receive from the AFA?
Okay, each year we choose one or two companies and call for a Christmas boycott based on their advertising policy regarding Christmas. For example, this year, 2 weeks ago, we launched our annual Christmas boycott on the Walgreens Pharmacy Company, completely void of Christmas. Within 24 hours, we heard from Walgreens, and they said, basically, you know, you're right. We were wrong, and this was an oversight, and it won't happen again. They could not change the newspaper inserts because those things are printed months in advance. But if you go to Walgreens' website today, you'll see Christmas very prominently on the landing page of their website, and then on all of the subsequent web pages of their website. So when Americans speak out and say, we're offended that you don't use Christmas and we're going to go somewhere else where our money is more appreciated, our values are appreciated, and the American heritage of Christmas is embraced, we're going to spend money with you. But if you don't, we're not going to spend our money with you. And Walgreens recognized that, and very wisely, they now incorporate Christmas and will from now on. So I say that to say that the list of companies against Christmas gets smaller and smaller each year.
I did notice that it was far smaller than those that were for Christmas. Are those companies that you boycott, are they always that responsive then?
Yes, they are. You know, when we send out our email action alert, that company will receive close to 50 to 60,000 correspondent emails within the first 24 hours. And that gets anyone's attention, especially in the retail world. You don't want to lose any customers, much less 50 or 60,000, who pledge to boycott your store for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Randy Sharp, Director of Special Projects at the American Family Association. We've been talking about the 2011 list of top retailers and how they recognize Christmas, which is released annually by the AFA. Randy, thank you very much for joining me.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Well, you heard the interview, so send me some feedback. Tell me what you think. Do you agree that companies should, in fact, be boycotted if they're not celebrating Christmas properly? Our email address is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. That's capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. We'll be right back.